About your ship, the function, the design, the computers. Now, you will be going to the star Vega. It will take you almost no subjective time. Aboard the ship, you will be put in suspended animation. You will arrive there at exactly the same age as when you left the Earth. But to us, it will take you 50 years to reach the star, another 50 to return.
But this is uncanny.
Maybe so. But that's what you signed up for.
And what exactly did I sign up for?
To colonize another star's planets, if it has planets. We have to colonize the star.
And I'll go by a spaceship, of course.
Of course.
And how... if everybody's in suspended animation, then... well, how does... it, who runs the ship?
The computers run the ship, sir.
Computers? I wouldn't trust those machines.
You have nothing to worry about, I assure you.
I hate machines. I despise them. I won't be controlled by a computer! Damn! I won't be controlled by a computer!
Sir, control yourself. You won't be controlled by computers, I promise you. All they'll do is perform the most elementary functions. They'll exercise your muscles.
Exercise my muscles, I see. You have a great sense of humor, my dear O'Malley.
They'll
I don't
you
like your sense of humor.
You have absolutely nothing to worry about. They're equipped with two auxiliary backup systems in case they should fail. Another battery of computers will take over.
I see. I'll start for the planet or star or wherever the next day on this.
Well,
starship.
I wish you and your 320 comrades luck.
Good God, I'll need it.
And one more thing. According to their qualifications, if there's any emergency, the computers are instructed to wake up people to deal with emergencies. For example, you are an engineer. If we meet up with an alien craft of unknown design, you and maybe a weapons officer will be awakened to deal with the problem. So I think you'll have some interesting experiences before you reach the planet of your destination.
O'Malley, I better not have any experiences. Voyage to the stars. Created by Alan J. Saley. Produced by Brian Williams. Executive producer, George Scotto. They came from beyond. With special guest stars, Tom Soter and Adolf Etler. Written by Alan Saley.
Well, Jameson, the ship is going to be taking off soon. We'll be in suspended animation for 50 years. Out of contact with Earth. How does it feel, Jameson? Not to be able to see Earth again for 50 years.
I said goodbye to my wife and kids.
Why did you volunteer for this mission if you're married, Jameson?
Because I had to. God, I had to!
Here comes Mr. O'Malley. Seems like he's going to wish us farewell. That's what you should expect.
Wish me farewell. He should go to hell. What do you want, O'Malley?
You're real bitter, aren't you, Jameson? I'm going on this trip, too. I should be bitter.
When I ask your opinion...
Men, please. Farewell and good luck.
You're very blunt and to the point, aren't you, O'Malley?
Well, you'll be getting on the ship soon. And the countdown is in 30 minutes.
All right, then. So come on, Jameson. Let's get going. All right, sir. I guess we won't be seeing you again. In 100 years, you'll probably be dead. And so I'd just like to say, it's been an honor working under you, sir.
Goodbye. Thank you, Manders.
Come on, Jameson. Let's get in the ship.
And off they go, General. On their long 100-year journey. Never to see Earth again.
Where am I? Where am I? I've woken up. The computer. The ship's in trouble. Wake up, somebody! Somebody! Please! Somebody! Somebody. Manders, are you there?
Are you there?
I was just revived.
Manders, break out of it!
I'm out of it!
The ship's in trouble. What do we do? I don't know. I wasn't briefed.
You weren't briefed?
Look, there's a person in white coming towards us.
But no one was able to get on board the ship.
This is impossible.
Don't you care about the person in white?
Yes! Who is he? How could he get on the ship? Look, he's trying to speak.
Who are you?
What are you doing past the orbit of your ninth planet? Why are you venturing into deep space?
No, we're a spaceship sent from the planet Earth.
You will learn that deep space is divided into sections. You cannot trespass.
He has some sort of weapon in his hands.
Get away! Jameson, wake up. Wake up, Jameson! I don't know what those aliens hit us with, but... Or that alien, that guy in the white suit. But it didn't seem to do any damage. Did you get a good look at who he was? Or do you know, stowaway or something? I don't know. How could he have gotten on the ship, Jameson?
I've lost my voice. Something happened. I can't speak.
But what's your analysis of that being?
I can't speak.
Jameson! What the hell is wrong? Wake up! Don't leave me alone on this ship, Jameson!
I'm all right, Noom.
Jameson, what's wrong with your voice? A minute ago you couldn't speak.
Nothing is wrong with my voice.
What? Well?
I said nothing is wrong with my voice.
Jameson! Look, those aliens are fallible. They've adjoined us with the arsenal. They put us next door to it.
Perhaps it's a trap.
No, I don't think. Hey, I just remembered. In the arsenal, there's a button in there, an emergency button, which can wake up 30 of the sleeping colonists. If we can press it, the aliens will be defeated. With 30 of us, we can easily get those aliens off of our ship.
Don't go near that button.
What's wrong with you? What do you mean, don't go near? Don't you want to free the ship?
No! 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 No!
It's an alien! Preparing me for us! Jameson, that alien! You might harm us! Press the alarm button! It'll set off defenses! What do you want with this? What do you want with this, alien?
You will die.
I have just received word from the main headquarters that you, Ramar X, should not carry out the fulfilled duty that was already impended on you.
I had thought so, K-47.
He reported the head leader that these Earthlings are not of any harm to us, that we should not study them any longer. Don't kill them, he reports. We should follow his orders.
They are too primitive.
Correct. We must go now to seek new adventure, to plunder more lives, to kill, to destroy.
Let them be back on the bridge of their ship.
They will be like, they will think, they will know that nothing has ever happened to them. They will be back like they were before, sleeping soundly until eternity awakes them.
This is Adam Saylor. Stay tuned for scenes from our next show.
This has been Voyage to the Stars. With Alan Saley, Adolf Edler, Tom Soder, Christian Doherty, and Ty Phillips. Directed by Joseph Taylor. Stars, copyright 1970 by ACD Productions Incorporated. Music composed and conducted by Jerry Goldsmith. To the Stars, an ACD production, taped in ACD Studios, Los Angeles, California.